Egyptologist Miroslav Barta has been involved in excavations in and around Egypt for the last 20 years. In this week's one-on-one, the professor describes new theories about the collapse of the Old Kingdom pharaohs and the fate of ongoing work in Egypt following the recent disturbances. But first of all, I asked him when he had begun to be interested in Egyptology.
Well, my interest basically started in the grammar school when I was, say, 15 or 16, when I got more interested in ancient Egyptian administration, development of the early state, etc. The logical continuation of this interest was studying at Charles University, where I started in 1988, and graduated in 1993 in archaeology, prehistory, and Egyptology. My field involvement in Egypt started in 1991, when I took part in my first expedition to Egypt as a student. And then, step by step, I started to be more and more involved in our field research in Egypt, later on also in Sudan and Western Desert of Egypt, and now I stay where I am.
And you've recently been in Egypt at the usual Czech site out there. What were the most recent experiences there, and what were the excavations there looking at?
Our excavation started more than 50 years ago, and our principal site in Egypt is Abu Sir, a site located some 25 kilometers south of modern Cairo, next to Saqqara. There are two principal historical periods represented in archaeological record. Above all, it is 5th dynasty royal monuments of some old kingdom kings, starting with Sahura and continuing with Neferikara, Niusera, and Ra-Neferef. So these are the four principal kings of the pyramid builders era that built the site of Abu Sir. And in the shadow of these monuments came into being non-royal tombs. And the second principal era that we can find in Abu Sir is the late period, which is basically monuments, which is represented by the monuments from the first millennium before Christ.
Could you say what do you think the main finds or the main finds have been, that you've made over the last 20 years or so? What do you consider to be the main finds?
No, I won't, because we are we are more interested in history and in processes, in historical processes that we can unveil through our archaeological work in the field. Nevertheless, for general audience, I might refer to the pyramid complex of Ra-Neferef. It was one of the last Old Kingdom kings that was discovered only in the 80s of the last century, and it provided a vast array of archaeological finds, including papyri describing everyday royal cult in the temple, stone vessels, royal statuary, etc., etc.
Well, perhaps I should rephrase the earlier question and say, what new light on Egyptian society do you think you've been able to throw in the last 20 years or so?
We basically develop a new theory on the decline of the Old Kingdom, because contrary to prevailing opinion that says basically that the Old Kingdom collapsed due to historical events at the very end of this historical period, we are saying that the changes leading to the end, or to the collapse of the Old Kingdom and the final dismissal of the Old Kingdom period, started maybe 150, 200 years before the actual collapse of the Old Kingdom, which is the period of Abu Sir kings in the 5th dynasty, which we can match quite neatly also with major climate change that we have in our record.
So what was the problem? Basically, the crops failed systematically? Was it as simple as that? Or
No, it was quite a complicated issue, and it's nobody can come up with a straightforward solution to this huge issue. Basically, there are five or six principal factors that are quite modern It's the growing, incredibly administration. We know it even today from our ministries that are flooded with officials that do almost nothing. There was a crisis of legitimacy, which is that the center wasn't able to exercise power in more distant regions of the country, which is also quite typical for modern states. There was a crisis of participation, that more remote parts of the country were becoming increasingly independent on the central administration. There were huge expenditures that were used in non-productive fields. A classical example is thousands of funerary priests working in mortuary temples of the old kingdom kings that had to be sustained in some way in order to support the royal dogma of the immortal king on the throne. And in the final stage of this long development came also the climate change into play that sped up all these critical factors that led to the final demise of the old kingdom.
I mean, it sounds like the whole system became top-heavy, partly top-heavy.
It's a problem of any complex society with structured economy, administration.
And your most recent trip to Egypt was when, and when do you think you might be going back, given the recent problems?
That's a difficult question. My last trip was 2010 fall, archaeological season in Abusir, where I basically took over the expedition from Professor Werner, who was in charge for almost 30 years or so, I think. Just today I had a phone call with some Egyptian authorities, and the problem seems to be to take much more time than we originally supposed. At the moment it seems that we are not able to enter the archaeological site of Abusir, which is protected by the military, until the situation, especially the political situation in Egypt, calms down, which is difficult to predict when.
There was some damage done to the site during the early days of the demonstrations.
Apparently so. Here we depend heavily on local sources from Egypt that say that some damages have been inflicted on the monuments in Lisht, Dahshur, Abusir, Saqqara. But the extent of damages must be established, and due to the fact that the sites are sealed, we are unable to come up with any preliminary assessment.
So, in theory, you should be getting back to the site. How soon?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
But the plan was to go again this year, quite soon, yes?
We have basically two missions every year, in the spring and in the fall. And our spring 2011 mission was planned to begin about 2 weeks ago, which didn't happen, apparently. And now we are waiting for a sign from our Egyptian authorities, because we are only guests in the country, and we must get authorization for our future work, so we depend heavily on the political situation in the country.
Do you have any personal views about what's been happening in Egypt and whether things will turn out better or worse?
I'm just a distant observer. Of course, I'm quite concerned about the country, about the people, and last but not least about the future of the monuments. And at the moment, we all know that it's very difficult to predict, because the military took over the administration of the country. The parliament was closed down, so it's, for me, it's really difficult to see what will happen next. Of course, it's basically a very positive development for all Egyptian people, and I wish them only the best, and it's the destiny of the country is in their hands. They will decide what they want to do in the future, including the foreign missions.